Oh, yeah. Coming at you at WBC FFL. Welcome, coming to you live from Lancaster, Soup Party Productions. My name is Troy Keener, Commissioner of the BCFL. This is Season 31, Week 4 podcast. I'm pleased to join us tonight again. Once again is Mike Minnick, 1998 champion. Welcome, Mike.
MFL.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here and extremely excited tonight.
And as you also heard, we also have with us 2019 champion, Gerald Budwash.
Woo! S. Budwash, please.
Also known as Mr. Stab in the Back.
Wow. All right, guys. Well, here we are, week four. We took a week off. Played extra precautions. We're all vaccinated here, but you never know.
Mike's in a hazmat suit.
Mike
here.
Is in a hazmat yeah. suit.
It makes it difficult to drink these lion's head.
Oh, yes. Look at that, Mike. This is your second lion's head of the
lion's
evening.
Lion's head light.
Your second lion's. I mean,
it's. Through the straw.
Third lion. Oh, he's giving me the signal. It's the third lion's head of the evening. Those are some large lion's heads. Those aren't the regulars. I mean,
it is football night, baby.
That's right.
That's right. Mike. I'm sure Kelly's fine.
Yes, she's doing very well. She's back to work.
Wow.
And everything is running smooth at Ima's household.
Very good. I just we all have. People to think about, and not being selfish, but I was told that if you didn't have a negative test, there's some shit going down in my house. So,
absolutely two negative tests.
So we took yeah. And how about you, Jaron? How's Andrea?
I'm 6 feet away from him right now.
Last week was Andrea's surgery, right?
Oh yeah.
How'd that go?
She's good.
Yeah, everything's all right.
So you have to sleep sitting.
You
up.
Did make it, right? Because you were confused about what day it was.
I got there a little late, but she had an Uber.
She had an Uber?
Yeah. I went to work and it's like, oh shit, my wife's having surgery. I got to get out of here. I got to go back. She's good.
How's that sandwich, Jerry? Since apparently.
This is awesome sandwich. This is
a Wawa.
Yeah, you know.
Wawa 10 inch.
We have these podcasts around 5:30 Eastern time here in Lancaster Soup Party Production Studio. I've never once eaten, dinner.
No.
Why,
but
doing
you guys,
a pod?
No. I mean, we had the Cookie Puss last year.
Yeah, we ate.
That was after.
We're true professionals here.
Yeah.
I think the sound of my chewing adds a little,
Well,
let's go back
to the podcast.
Okay. Let's go back a week. Is there anything you want to talk about week three? I mean, it was an awful week for the Bulldogs, and otherwise.
Yeah, it was an awful week for Ima's. Not only week three, but also week four. So we're on a roll here.
I did find my balls, Mike. I just want to let you know. I did find my balls. I know you said I lost them.
Christmas. Holy shit, does that sound terrible. This is, we can't. Oh, my.
So who was the highest scorer of week three? Anything we need
oh
to?
God, who
week
was
three.
That?
Oh, let's see. It was.
Somebody blew up. It was like 190.
No, it was. It looks like it was the bottom. Bing at 159.
No.
Oh, that was week three. That
week three. We're talking about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I was actually eliminated from the death pool.
That was. I thought it was week two. Because I
Oh, shit, you're right. Yeah. Oh, my gosh, I'm sorry. And DF looks like DFW was eliminated in week three.
Oh, I wonder who was in week four.
I'm not going to get to that yet.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anything else go down in week three? I mean,
yes, you know what?
What happened in week three?
One statistic. Apparently, who's your core? Who's your running back, Jerry, for Pittsburgh?
Harris. Najee Harris.
Najee Harris had 19 targets or receptions.
Like that. Yeah, they were dumping it off to him left and right because Roethlisberger can't throw the ball more than 5 yards.
Which is the second most since 1950 to a running back. And the other one was Alvin Kamara.
I bet it was Paul Horning.
No.
Golden boy.
Yeah, the Coxman.
Sweet bastard.
The Coxman.
God, I love that guy.
What? I thought it was a...
Is he dead?
He died last year. Yeah, during one of the podcasts I mentioned it. It was...
You mean he was here doing a podcast?
I thought he was a Coxsmith. Wasn't there a...
He wasn't here.
He didn't die
like it's a super party.
Did you try CPR?
He couldn't handle the excitement.
No, he was... I got... Where's Esterly at when I... You know, when the grammar police... Now you're grammar police tonight. I make one mistake.
That's all.
I'm having a lion's head right here. I mean, if you hear that.
Oh, it's on the rocks.
Yeah, it's a lion's head on the rocks. So, yeah.
That's excellent.
I want to say week three, had the pleasure of attending. Is Goldie being a little?
Oh.
She is. I had the pleasure of attending a ceremony for one of our co-owners or Dick Hummel of the Brothers Grimm's father was... they named a park after him, a park that many of us who grew up in Connor Weiser area, graduated from Weiser, are very familiar with. We played football there. We played tennis there. Mike's shaking his head. He didn't, but I did. I mean, I had the pleasure of being there. It was a really nice ceremony. They named it after
my son broke
the
his
Hummel's
leg there.
Oh, really?
On a pond when the ice then freezes over. Yeah, he broke his leg there.
Oh, man.
I like to refer to
it. A lot of good memories in that.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You know, we played football. You and I played football there many years.
No, we didn't play there, Troy.
Yeah, we did. Well, a little bit up the hill there.
Yeah. That's
whatever. It's the same complex to me.
Okay.
Anyway, it was a great ceremony. It was very well deserved. Enjoyed it tremendously. I mean, other than my Mustang being a just pain in the ass getting there and back. Very irritable. I was just, it's love-hate relationship.
Time to sell that baby.
Well, then I realized when I got back that I had the handbrake on the entire time, and I was wondering why I wasn't driving well.
That's probably why it goes slow.
That happens. That happens, you know.
That's probably what...
How was the revolutionary thing?
Oh, yes, Capitol Day.
Capitol Day.
Yes, went very well, actually.
Betsy Ross?
No, I'm the Lancaster County Regent, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
And I had it went very well. I had the commissioner of this is fun podcast. I had politician there. I had a local politician from our area. I had a guest speaker from University of Delaware. Look at this. These guys.
Did you run a marathon?
And it went very well. It was very well attended.
No 5K.
I got an email from Vince saying that Lancaster was the capital one day because there was no hotels or anything. So that's why they moved it to where?
This
York
guy.
Or something?
They went to York the next day. Yeah. They also wanted a river in between the Redcoats and them. So that's why. Yeah, but I mean, for me, it went well. I was totally exhausted afterward. I mean, I ended up going through downtown and a lot of celebration.
Is there a parade?
No, there used to be, not anymore. But there was a lot of things that the Sons of the Revolution are involved in.
That's great.
It was good.
It's good I'm you're glad. Getting involved in your city's, things.
Thanks, Jerry.
Yeah, I'm very proud of you.
Are you done eating yet?
I'm almost done chewing. I have about three more swallows.
So, other than that,
that's what she
we
said.
We moved on to week four, and here we are tonight. It's a Thursday night. It's game day. It's week five starts in approximately less than 2.5 hours. Anything else you guys want to talk about week four?
No.
What else is going on?
I want to erase week four from my memory.
Tom's starting to...
You got smoked, didn't you?
It's like Tom...
Sure did.
Holy shit.
Well,
Tom's starting to stir up the message board a little bit. Yeah. You know,
well,
usually when he loses, he starts. That's when he throws that QB thing out there.
Oh,
the top 20 scorers are all QBs,
except for one.
Well, I saw his post.
Derrick Henry.
He said that.
Number 19 or something.
The show should go national for you guys. Did you see that post?
I did see that post.
That was very nice of him.
I'd like to have Tom on the podcast sometime.
I would like to, too. I think it would be.
Maybe he's a little reluctant with his job.
We have an extra.
He could probably bore us with his statistics for like an hour.
No, he won't bore you. Tom will never bore you. He's always got good. He's always got very.
At worst,
very
he'll
entertaining
do
opinions.
An Elvis impression.
Not tomato, it's tomato.
So he's starting to stir the pot a little bit. And, you know, I'm starting to, like I said earlier,
that.
I'm starting to see the what he means by it a little bit. But what else is going on?
Nothing. Nothing for me. How about you, Jerry? Anything going on?
You know, I thought it was interesting last week.
Four?
I thought it was interesting last week going into Monday night. Every game but one was already
decided.
Did you guys notice that?
Steve's. I know Steve was.
There was only one game. It was the Snipers game, I think.
Yeah. It was the Snipers who ended up beating P4 with their defense yet again as the Buffalo
Stupid
Bills.
Oh.
Fucking horseshoe.
No,
who can pick a goddamn defense?
No, you know what? Maybe it was the Reaper and. No, wait. Was it P4 and Snipers?
Yes.
Anyway,
yes,
I remember.
Herbert.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Eckler had. I'm just. All I remember thinking was. Because I already won the game. I think, just, you know, don't get hurt. Then he ended up going to the tent early. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, I thought he was gone.
You
again.
Were like, shucks. Shucks.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Gosh darn it.
Yeah, this is on
Golly
Spotify.
Gee.
Or wherever you listen to these wonderful.
So you
things.
Had. So, Mike, you had a great week again as far as picks go. I mean, you realize you're 3 weeks in a row at 5-1?
I did not realize that. I was too busy smashing my head into the wall.
For your own team.
For my own team that scored two touchdowns
you
2 weeks in a row.
You won't believe this, but after 4 weeks, you're 18-6 in picking BCFL games.
Well, let's change.
That's
how
crazy.
We, let's
Jerry,
change
do you
how
believe
we,
that?
How we run this league.
He's like
5-1
Mike
the last
the
3 weeks.
Geek. Mike the Geek.
Mike the Greek.
Mike the Geek.
Mike the Geek.
You don't know the reference?
Yes,
okay.
I do.
Okay. I have to check in, dude. Hold on.
You know what?
All right, Jerry, you're 10-8.
Don't make any comments about, you know,
Jerry,
slavery or something.
You were
fine.
You were 4-2
no,
week
no,
three.
It was the women's golfing and their breasts got in the way. And that's
oh, no, no, no. It was definitely what Jerry was for. I'm not going to bring it up, but I remember the comments about it.
Oh,
anyway,
I
Jerry, you were 4-2.
I remember listening to that. Actually.
Oh, yeah, I do, too.
When I was small.
Oh.
Jerry, you were 4-2 week three, and you were 2-4 this past week. So you were 10-8 overall.
I was rushed, you know.
At least
I saw the thing that Mike sent in, his picks, and I was like, holy shit.
Yeah,
I
you were intimidated
picks.
By that?
Yeah. It's like, I got to do better, and I did worse.
So I was 2-4 week three, so I didn't do too well at all. And then I was 3-3. Right now I am 12-12. I'm 500. I could barely.
That's good.
Is it?
What am I again?
You're 18-6. I mean,
Jesus.
3 weeks in a row at 5-1.
What do you hear this
week? And the thing is, you're always picking yourself to lose and, or whatever.
And I'm nailing it, baby. I'm nailing it.
Hell yeah.
So,
all right. 3 out of 4 times.
All right, well, I don't. Yeah. let's go into, I don't think we have anything more to talk about. I know Mike's got his copious notes. He's staring at them right now. Jerry, you got your notes,
just
too?
Just so you guys know.
They're written on the back of my sandwich paper right here.
It goes a little smoother.
I might have to step
when you
away
prepare for this rather than just show up.
Well, that was one of the things that the Lions head executives were after me about when I said that I have show prep, you know, that I needed.
Oh.
You need a producer.
And then they listened to the show and realized.
And then I think at one point he questioned, he questioned a lot of things.
Uh-oh.
Ian.
Yeah. Well, that's okay.
My ethics is where I had to draw the line.
That's yes, it. I agree.
Okay. I do want to reach out to, if you're listening to tonight's podcast from the Lions Head executives, we are running a short supply. And we may
bring
need
the truck.
We may need to start talking about tweaking the contract a little bit and start.
We should give you kegs. instead of cases. I'd go like two kegs.
We might have to send our
That's a good point, Jerry.
Yeah, we may have to send our cleaner out and
Yanksty.
Oh, yeah.
And bop him over the head with the ring below.
All right, Mike. Mike, where do you want to go with
Do some reviews, huh? Is that what
Let's do some reviews of week four. We're not going to review week three.
No.
We'd take too much
time. I
threw
away my copious notes from week
three. I figured you did.
I did.
Anyway,
I have.
Where do you want to start?
The first one I have is the high score of the B team.
They lit
it
up.
Reaper.
Pat Mahomes.
He had 190.8. That's probably the high for the year, I think so far.
You don't know. I mean, I had 180. I mean, it's.
I think he's a high for the year.
That's for the year.
If you listen
to the podcast.
Well, my grammar is all over the place here. I thought you meant that this might be the high score of the year.
No, that's not what I meant. No, I meant so far this year, he's scored, I think, the most. Which, as we said, Mahomes had a mere 53.5.
He's loving Mahomes, man.
5 touchdowns. That's more than I had my whole team the last 2 weeks have had.
2 weeks?
Last 2 weeks.
You serious?
Yeah, he got 5 touchdowns. Then he had Montgomery,
what?
Who had 2 touchdowns.
Who got hurt, though.
Yeah, he's
who
out.
Did get hurt. Yeah, that's going to
And
hurt
did you see, he? I was really surprised.
They dropped 55 beans.
56 beaners, or whatever you want to call it. We'll call it 56 bowls of soup. on his backup.
D. Williams.
I looked at their upcoming schedule, and other than this week, he ain't going to get shit. Yeah. So that's why I didn't put too much money in for that.
I thought about it, but I didn't think I would go 56.
I might go the way of that.
Makes me wonder why. How did he come up with that number?
I don't know.
That is the most odd number of bowls of soup in my life.
Maybe next week we will find out when we go there.
Well, that's true. We didn't mention that, Mike.
You might need a coaster, Troy. Do we have coasters here?
My lion's head would be all right.
Yeah, you can put on that.
But I was thinking, I did.
You're so ice cold.
I did reach out to Mike Hart.
Ice
and hoping to take this podcast on the road. I'm sure I texted him this morning. I'm sure he's loving the idea and is probably showing Shannon the text right now. So it's probably going to be her call whether or not let's hope we can.
Well, I had 2 negative tests. One yesterday after her.
Oh, it's not that. It's not. Okay. I doubt it's COVID at all. I mean, do you think Shannon?
Oh, you
probably
know,
should
it's
just
probably
know
just
them.
A,
yeah, you that minute guy. Man.
Well, no, me too. I mean, I've never. You know, we will come. Go ahead.
All right,
continue.
Here we go. We're going to continue. McLaurin also
all right,
had 33.
Next week's podcast.
I can't
canceled.
See shit. Go ahead.
McLaurin had 33 points and 2 touchdowns. So he's got 5, 6, 7 touchdowns in 1 week. That might be more than I have all year. I'm not
or
sure.
Half a year.
Yeah, my God. Samuel was 36.7.
Yeah, he went off.
156 yards, 76 yarder, and an 8 yarder. And then on his bench, he had Connor. Which apparently just today, Jerry, I'm sure you're aware that it looks like Edmonds might have an injury. So Connor may be running.
He might be the man.
Yeah.
I know Carson. What about Carson tonight? I don't know if he's playing either.
I hope not because I picked up his backup.
Oh, that Alex Collins.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. It'd be good for.
There's a lion's head right there.
That's it. Wow.
I heard Collins or
Carson.
Carson's out.
I think he's not going to play.
Well, it's a neck injury, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
That's a stinger. Come on. Suck it up. What are you going to do? Get paralyzed?
Yeah.
Pete Carroll thinks about his players. I don't know.
Yeah.
You got, how much did you spend on that one?
A-hole.
I got that for zero. I picked him up yesterday afternoon.
Nice job.
Zero. So
I like
far,
that trade you made for a guy that's
hurt
already. What's up with that? Let's talk about that.
The trade.
Well, see, a trade has to work. And
I'm sorry
for both people, and the trade was Madison, who's the backup for Cook, and he already missed a week, right? And Madison gets all the work.
If Cook goes out for the rest of the year, you could have had his the starting running back.
Well,
for the
I don't think he will. But he may.
Jerry, I think
there may be three.
We're
weeks
in the same. We're
so.
In the same side. I think snipers took him for a run.
I think there's something shady.
You
going
guys
on
are incredible. And
well,
then
it's
his,
not
his
just the players involved, but then he also has 18 guys to play with.
Yeah,
now
he gives them an extra guy to
and you,
put on.
I don't
roster.
Get that.
I don't understand.
I mean, I think we all. I mean, sometimes people don't realize listen, it, and we got to explain
what,
it.
What round was AJ Brown taken? What was that? Third round.
Know.
Third
he
round,
knows.
Probably.
I never take him.
Does it matter now?
I like him.
It was a month ago. The draft was a month ago.
A.J. Brown is.
I think he's conspiring.
Tannehill, I think, is the quarterback.
Yes, I think he's trying to get everybody's wide receiver for our quarterbacks in the league.
What the hell? What's going on over here, Mike?
So next is Steve.
There's fucking Mike.
Do you need a.
What the hell?
Do you need a napkin over
here?
We got spillage over here.
We have
here,
to get his bib out again. He's
this is
he's
not going
go.
The podcast is not going.
his third
lion's
head.
Oh
head
my God!
Exploded.
All right,
boom.
We're good. We're good.
Wow, it seemed like a lot to give up to get it to get one of my receivers, and I'm not even playing Tannehill anymore. I'm playing Donald Moore.
Pretty sure I looked and it said Tannehill this week.
I don't know what I'm gonna do.
And he has Lockett, you know, for me, and then he has got to find somebody
seems
for
like
Steve
a lot.
Next.
I don't get. I don't.
Yeah.
know. I would never give up a roster spot.
And see what he's doing is these two guys he gave him to is a guy I'm playing this week, so he wants me to lose by him giving him these two guys that he can play right
now. Wow,
away.
Jerry, you're really looking down the road.
All right, let's look at this.
I think you're giving him way too much credit for that
guy. No, he's not as dumb
Jerry.
As he looks sometimes when you
that's
how
what
many?
He says, but
Jerry.
I don't.
I got a question. Hey, chuckle fuck.
Sorry, okay.
All right, give me a second here. How many games do you think Madison is going to start?
He could start a lot if Cook gets
hurt. All right, how many? Three?
How many's left? 13?
13.
He could start maybe 10.
So you think Dalvin Cook was he's just done? You're thinking, you know what, he's going to
get
the
last two games, he's been going in and out and in and out and not practicing all week, so that fucking foot's going to take a shit.
That whole team's in disarray. I wouldn't want
anybody. So if Cook is possibly playing, are you going to play possibly Cook or possibly Madison? Since, it's not like they rule him out, except for they did rule him out 1 week so far.
Yeah. So what's going to say he's not going to be out again?
Some tension in the room here, folks.
Well, I'm just trying to say that it was a good trade on both parts. He has the backup to his running back, who was going to probably sit on my bench, as sad as my running backs are. So I traded him his backup, who would get work if he would go down, and I traded him Boyd.
Boyd looks good.
Looks good now, but that's without Higgins. Higgins comes back,
okay.
And then how good's Boyd going to be? He could be good, and he has Burrow, so he has that combination.
But
so the trade works for him, and it works for me. That's when you make a trade.
You're saying you have no running backs, but then you could possibly have the starting running back for the Minnesota Vikings on your team in the near future.
Well, I mean, the way you explain
I don't understand that.
It was obvious.
Your mind is working in a different
way. Mike, I'm
plane.
Glad you explained it because it was obvious to me immediately when I saw it that Orson would be happy with the trade. But if you're happy with it as well, then
that's
all that matters. I mean, that's all that matters. So.
As long as you have a wide receiver on your team that's hurt, I'm happy with it.
And who's as
right,
far as I know, this week, he's probably going to play this week.
No.
He practiced the last 2 days.
That
he practiced.
Dude's a big pussy, man. He won't play.
Well, okay, but they're playing. They're playing Jacksonville.
Look,
and Jacksonville's
let's move
really.
You
no,
guys are.
You know what? That's it.
Look, they're gonna.
Shit, dude, you don't even need him.
They're gonna find
DFW. Shit.
They're gonna find Brian Laundrie before you guys stop bickering here. Let's
let's
move on
going,
to the next.
Sorry.
Oh, is that yeah.
Let's move on to the next.
I think Cooch and I passed him when we were out there in Yosemite.
Oh, all right. Well, that's.
Cooch
is
the other side.
You guys don't want to put yourselves out there as a person of interest in this game.
The other side to the B team, they beat up on Grim Reaper, who had 114. They're now 1-3. Allen had 29.5 points, 2 touchdowns. James Robinson had 2 touchdowns. Barkley had 2 freaking touchdown!
Yeah.
Everybody's getting touchdowns, but the MFL.
Yeah, but the Reaper
which
showed
apparently
signs
stands for what, Jerry? What's the MFL stand for?
Motherfucking loser.
Thank you. All right. Yep.
Yeah, but he has to be happy with Barkley showing some signs of life finally.
Oh, Oh, yeah, he's coming back.
Yeah, yeah. And he had Daniel Jones on his
bench.
Maybe
he's finally healthy now. It's been a whole, you know.
Scored 49 points on his bench.
That's like having two running backs.
You know, I wondered, he dropped him, then picked him back up again. I regret not taking him. Yeah. I bet there's a lot of people out there who thought the same thing. He was smart. You know, I'll give Tom credit. He was smart to pick him back up.
Sure, sure.
You know, I don't know if that was designed or if he thought, man, I should pick him back up.
I mean, he's probably, this is a quarterback-driven league. What the hell am I dropping quarterbacks for?
you think that's what he thought? Okay. Anyway, I'll give Tom credit for picking him back up. Mike, go ahead. Continue.
Well, the next game, that's all I had for that game, if you guys had anything more.
Go ahead, Mike. No, we're just ad-libbing here.
Well, after
we're slowing you down. And then, you know, just to
we go from the high score to the low score. So we're going to do the Mighty Heroes.
Oh, gosh.
Against Imus.
Yeah, you look like shit, dude.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. I did look like shit. There's no doubt about it.
Man, you've had how many touchdowns in the last 2 weeks?
I had four, two each week.
Oof.
Jesus. Two touchdowns each week.
Oh, I'm glad you're in our division, Mike.
I'm surprised you're here tonight.
Hey, listen, I show up to the music, you know? That's what I do.
Wow.
I'm going to be here
credit,
when I'm 2-10. I'm going to still talk shit.
Now.
Well, I won't talk shit. I'll be talking shit on.
Maybe 2-14, maybe.
3-11, something like that.
No, good. You ain't going to be 2-14. I ain't making a playoff, Troy. It's not 16 weeks in a goddamn regular season.
2-12, sorry. You know, my Kronerweiser math is not what it used to be.
You need a producer, Troy.
All right, so apparently when Tyreek Hill plays well, the Mighty Heroes win because they're 2-2, and both times he scored, they won.
It's very true.
Prescott, you know, he got 45 points with four touchdowns.
In the second half, right?
He only threw for 188 yards.
Yeah, that's messed up. I watched a little bit of that game, and I got to tell you,
I think the refs, do you see the
refs?
Oh, my God, they were horrible.
I got to tell you.
Dallas was getting every goddamn call.
Which is always the case.
Whoa.
And, you know, for three quarters, Carolina gave that game away. I mean,
they were losing, and then all of a sudden, Dallas just Prescott. It's like touchdown, Dallas, touchdown, Dallas, touchdown.
Yeah.
It's like, what the hell's going on? And they're like fucking four touchdowns
Everybody else the previous 2 weeks used, you know.
I was still impressed with
low.
Maybe it's Carolina's defense. It's just I was impressed with Carolina, though. They continue to impress me. I think Rhule is a damn good coach, apparently. He's actually seems like he's worth all that money that Carolina gave him.
Yeah.
Sure.
And in a short period of time, they have been turned that around. I mean,
he's making
Darnold look pretty damn good.
Making him look like Michael Vick or Cam Newton Jr. out there running touchdowns in.
Yeah, touchdowns.
Yeah, the refs even give him like 10
seconds to get
a goal line sneak in there.
I got it. Well, boy, was your
on my side there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got rid of my.
This is going to be short.
And I want to apologize to the league for that whole. I mean, everybody got a lot of emails and everything. I mean, you know, the trade went through before. Happened was, Mike, you want to explain what happened? I think the trade went through. And then it kind of messed up your starting roster for this week, right?
Well, it took the points that Boyd scored off.
Yeah, somebody noticed it. And I think it was Carter that noticed it. Hey,
yep.
You know. So I had to generate.
So apparently, you can't trade players after they play in that week, which I didn't know.
Yeah, well, if I remember correctly, something was when I went in to approve it, there was a red flag there. It said this player's locked or something, and there's like all kinds of
CBS.
Bells and whistles. And I just kind of went through
CBS.
It. It was
my
fault.
But
I was out there in Gettysburg at the time.
Between my first
on the battlefield,
first round pick Adams, and then my second round pick Kelsey. And then my fourth round pick, Lockett, they combined for a whopping 110
yards. Yeah, Kelsey
yards.
Didn't do shit in that Eagles
game.
Yeah,
Mike, let me ask you something, Mike. Are you actually worried, though? Are you,
I'm actually not too concerned.
You're not in panic mode yet? Because, man, it looks bad.
Let me look at his team.
It's going to, you know, if Adams finishes with four touchdowns, yeah, I'm going to get fucked.
Was it somebody's app that said you were out of the draft?
I was either the worst or second worst. I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't know. I might have to download that app next year.
That was Borson.
All right, Mike, you better move on to the next. I mean, we're going to be here all night. Where are you at next? Your copious notes, sir. Do you actually, with your notes, do you actually just move down a line there, or do you just go?
Whatever's on my phone, I hit the next one down.
Okay.
The next one down.
I'm just curious. I'm actually, you know, really
bailing out.
Here we go again, bailing out 4-0.
They beat the bada-bing.
After all the shit we gave them on draft day, they have to be like, you know what? Everybody can go F off.
He scored 103 points. It was the fourth lowest. So it's not like he, you know, the last 2 weeks, Brady has a combined one touchdown, but he ended up winning both of those weeks.
Man, it's all matchups.
So now Carson's hurt too now. So
yeah, he's kind
of
screwed.
And
Jacobs
all of a sudden, he, you know, guess who was texting me this week trying to get one of my horses?
Yeah, he wanted to trade with me too for one of my.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Ed's not mad. Ed does not.
I wanted to know if I wanted Carson
guys,
with 4-0 the bad neck. For one of his,
I'll give him credit, man.
For one of my,
Ed never stopped. This is why, you know.
Did he try to trade you Elijah Mitchell, the guy he spent $96 for that hasn't played a snap since he picked him up?
How much did he spend?
No, he played one game.
Did he play one snap?
He didn't spend $96 on him.
He spent $92.
My God! I thought you were kidding.
No.
How much does he have left in the bank?
Like six
eight.
Bucks.
Oh my God! Yeah. Oh man! All right. Wow.
Ed
okay.
Blew his load,
yeah.
He
played that next week and ran like 17 times for 34 yards or something.
Now.
Yeah. So bailing out.
Well,
this
congratulations,
week.
Ed.
Enjoy your 4-0.
He's
4-0.
He's number one in the power rankings.
Yep. Yeah. He's well, Henry. Henry had 33 rushes for 157 yards.
No.
And a touchdown for 26 points.
He still has acres.
No one's out there
That's
smiling
good.
Right now.
Yep.
Yeah, that was a great pick.
It was a great
pick.
But you know what? You say to yourself, number one, it was a no-brainer, but it wasn't a no-brainer. I mean,
no, everybody else is taking McCaffrey.
Yeah, you're right.
You know,
absolutely.
Or Dalvin Cook, and they've both been injured. So when I went back to my draft strategy of not picking any running backs early, I don't know. It's not too far off. It's just my team hasn't scored.
And, you know, I was surprised, too, that you know, they're not overworking Henry either. You know, when you look at their
33
last week, dude, they're rolling.
No,
he's
but when you look at, when you look, but when you look at the percentage of snaps or carries for running backs, he's not above. I mean, he's like middle of the board.
Well, I don't know about that.
I don't
know
about
that.
Check it out. I mean, maybe you guys should check that out. I mean,
I
got some copious notes, too.
I want to – where are those notes?
Easy,
easy. I think that's –
I think Troy's hired a statistician. Whereas,
all right, well, I'm not as dumb as I look.
Yeah. Do you know, Jerry, that Derrick Henry, after 4 weeks, has more catches than Alvin Kamara? How fucked up is that? Yes.
No.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Guy's got hands
like
bricks. He's got hands of bricks.
No, he's not bad. Hands of bricks. Hands of stone.
he's got bricks out there.
He looked good when I saw him catching the ball. He didn't like drop it or it didn't bounce off his hands.
He's got more catches than Alvin Kamara this year.
Really? Well, that just goes to show you what an asshole Sean Payton is and not using Kamara in the passing.
Whoa.
Boom.
Marquise Brown had 21 points for him, and Deontay Johnson also had 21 points.
Well, you know, it just goes to show you the ebbs and flows of the NFL teams. The Saints aren't that good this year. I mean,
that first week, Winston had 5 touchdowns.
Yeah.
I think he has 2 since then. He's like, he should be on my team. He should be on the scoreless touchdown team.
He might be available, right? I don't know.
He probably is available.
There you go. Go pick him up.
But no, I think the Heroes have him, unless they drop
who?
Winston.
Yeah.
I think they dropped him, didn't they?
No, they could have.
They don't have him anymore.
All right.
Even though they tried to trade me.
Yeah,
they tried,
picked up
yeah.
Teddy Bridgewater.
That was Morgani move. Hey, you want Winston?
Ah.
Go ahead, Mike. Continue.
So with the Bada Bangers now 2-2. That whole division, I think, is 2-2.
The champions division.
Yeah.
They call themselves champions division.
Rodgers had
33
points.
All I do is win.
Well, no one's breaking away from it. They're all 2-2. I think Reaper 1-3. Go ahead.
The Reaper.
Yeah, the Reaper's 1-3.
Okay. Yes, so they are. I forgot they were in that division.
Sorry, Tim.
Yep, my bad, Tim. So we got Alvin Kamara had the most rushing attempts of his career with 26. And he had a 26
no
for
shit.
120, yep. And his least amount of
Jerry, what do you think? That's a really good
targets.
Stat that Mike pulled out of there.
Zero.
I gotta
zero.
Say, I gotta commend Mike on his copious notes. I mean,
listen,
I would never have imagined that. I would have thought Kamara had multiple 30-plus rushing attempts.
Yeah, it's Sean Payton. You believe this guy? He's a fucking offensive genius. They go out and put Taysom Hill in.
What's your problem with Sean?
What's your problem with Sean? Dick. I'm sorry. I can't stand it.
I'm just trying to comment Mike on his notes, and you're going off about Sean Payton.
I think it's compliment or comment.
Comment. Plop.
Yeah, we don't pay compliments.
Whatever. And you got to go right into Payton.
Yeah,
you know what it is. I think
a
Payton is.
He's just a dick.
Well, Payton comes from the.
The school of
assholes. Well, listen.
The school of
speaking,
the guy from the, or the
speaking
Giants.
Speaking of dicks, let's move on to the big TDs.
Woo-hoo!
Against
oh.
Brothers Grimm.
Oh.
Big TD. Jerry, I got to give you credit.
TD.
You are nailing your
Jerry's
quarterback picks.
Jerry's 3-1, man.
You're going between Russell and Hurts. Back and forth, and you're nailing it each week.
He's managing his team very well.
Thinking about Fields this week against the lowly, scummy Raiders, and just lost two of their starting cornerbacks.
I don't know how he's doing it, but he's picking them right.
Yeah.
Well, think about it. Well, yeah, I'm sure whatever you're going to do.
Russ Wilson's on the block, baby.
You finally got some points out of Metcalf, too. You had to be happy about that.
Man, that offense is kind of shaky, man. Holy shit, I was watching
that
San Francisco game. That offensive line is horrible.
I know, and I'm thinking that's why I'm putting the Rams in tonight. Cause
they should get like 10 sacks. Oh.
Yeah.
Are you at all questioning if you're going to put Schultz in for Pitts?
Man, I keep hoping Pitts would.
Schultz.
And now, what's it? Ridley's out. For
Ridley
the game.
Didn't make the trip.
And
I wonder, a lot of times those. Across the pond, you have to have, like, clearances for your visa, your
COVID.
Yeah. So I think there might be, you know, something in the history there. Maybe he's a felon or something. I don't know. I'm just saying that all of a sudden they're leaving cross-country, and I have personal issues that I have to take care of. That happened today, Troy. You have this confused look on your face.
Calvin
Ridley,
Ridley's out for
the game. He's not going to play in the London game.
Wait, they're playing in London?
Yeah, 9:30
in the
morning. 9:30 in the goddamn morning.
Wait, when's this?
9:30.
Who?
Sunday morning. Jets and Falcons.
Holy shit, I didn't even know.
You'll be still be asleep.
I'll be right back.
You're damn right I'm going to be asleep.
You'll be outside in 10
minutes.
No,
I'm
going to
be down in D.C. I'm going to be down in D.C. What the hell am I doing this weekend? Oh, I'm going
to a marathon, 5K.
No, I'm down there. I'm going to be doing Oktoberfest. Jerry, you had Prater. Did you drop him?
No, man. Kickers rule, man. Because
he had 16 points for you.
16 points last week. I love fucking kickers. You better not
get
rid of him.
Well, of course I'm not. I mean, you've been.
Hell no.
You've been
solid. Didn't he kick a 62-yarder like 2 weeks ago or something like that?
Yeah, he did.
That guy's money. Love kickers.
All right, Jerry. Let's move on. We're going to move on. Let's go to the Bulldogs and DFW, Jerry. What do you have to say about this?
I
almost outscored him by 90 points.
Well, he's just, you know, with McCaffrey out, that's pretty much
he's struggling.
His team.
He's struggling. Murray keeps him in. I was even like Murray.
Let's take a look at his team here. Murray, I don't know why he has Deshaun Watson on his team. That dude's never going to play this year. Governor Cuomo.
He still thinks he's going to Miami.
He ain't going nowhere. The only thing he's doing is going to jail. February.
What?
He's going. He ain't good. Dude. And all those women, 27 women coming forward. He did one.
27?
He did it to one of them. Yeah. I think it's that much. No shit.
All right. Well, yeah, I mean, I had a really good week, though. I mean,
he did. I mean, he picked up Josh Gordon. I mean, that's good. He might play a game or two before he starts hitting the
Gordon. He's actually put him
bowls
in
the before
he put him right in the lineup too. I mean, this game was never in question. I mean, I hate to say it, but I had a really good week, and I really like my running backs. So all of a sudden, they finally came through for me. And you know,
Eckler and Taylor.
Yeah.
Taylor won't this week. but good luck.
Well, I mean, hey, I had a good week. I mean, I came within 10 points of the high score. I mean, when you score 180, you got to be happy about it.
I scored that the last 2 weeks.
So, I mean.
Well, no, he didn't.
I feel bad for the for DFW. They're going to have to work their way back into it. They're 0-4 now.
I would just tank it. Tank it, dude. Get the first pick.
And unfortunately, bailing out is 4-0, so they got a long climbing up to do. I mean, we'll see if they can turn it around. I mean, and they have been hurt by injuries
so
much.
10 more weeks. 10 more weeks of the regular season.
But they have been hurt so bad with DJ Shark went down.
Yeah, the first play of the goddamn game. I had money on him to freaking score a touchdown.
Then he offered him up there. And you pointed out that he had miraculous recovery.
Like, does anybody want to play with the broken ankle for this season? Let's put him up there. Somebody grab him.
He did have him on his bench. It wasn't like
At least
he didn't lose a starter.
Well, and it sounds like McCaffrey's coming back.
That's good for him. That's great. That's just awesome for him. I'm so happy that this week when he plays middle,
well, I think he, I think he breaks into the win column this weekend. Anyway, Mike, if you don't mind, if you want to continue on with your reviews,
Did we talk about the Bulldogs and their 180?
We just did.
Troy was complimenting himself on what a great job he's doing.
You know,
did.
I did. don't
break your shoulder patting yourself in the back over there, buddy. All right. Oh, we're going to go to the
fuck? I mean, excuse me?
We're going to go to the Midnight Snipers P4. This is the last game, right?
This was the only game that Monday night mattered.
Yeah. And it was, they're both 2-2. Midnight Snipers, again, they won because
of
the
Lions
fucking Bills. Here's another Lions head. I brought one for you. He's going to the bathroom. That was
he's got to get the other Lions head out.
Yeah, that's not a lion. That's a
Lions cup. What the hell do they call a baby lion?
I don't know.
Cub?
Yeah,
that's a bear.
That's a bear. It could be also be a lion.
Baby tiger, baby lion.
Anyway, let's continue. We have the Midnight Snipers. Burrow, 38 points, and the Bills defense.
Oof.
Fucking 26.
Shut out, right?
And yeah, it's the second one in 4 weeks. Oof. My Lord, I hate defenses. Yeah, let's get rid of fucking
defenses
and kickers.
Yes.
Let's get rid of them both.
Get rid of them.
Okay.
Put two extra...
I nominate that. Do you second it?
I second it.
We'll have two more flex.
Motion.
So we'll have three flex next year. Troy, is that okay?
Hey, I got the award. It's okay.
Hold on. I'm getting my Lions head out.
All right. Now, P4 had Herbert with 35.5. Zeke had 23 points.
What the hell's going on over here?
Nothing.
I got to tell people.
That's the worst impersonation of me of all time.
Well, that could be. We got to just tell, you know, Cooch and Vince, listen, there's no reason in God's green earth to have Kenyon Drake on your team.
Yeah, that's Steve's Raider he has on his team, man.
Why would, I mean, freaking Jacobs went down and they put Barber in.
Dude, did you see that game? That last game, they had fucking Jacobs in the whole first half, even on passing downs. There's like, where the hell is Kenyon Drake at? He wasn't even in there.
You got to cut him. You could cut him for a fucking bag of shit, and you'd do better.
That's too much. I just got a dog turd.
Yeah. So you're saying Calvin Ridley is out?
Ridley is out, yes, sir.
Yeah, we said that about 25 minutes
ago. No, I'm just looking at Pinnacle 4's lineup here, Mike. Take it easy.
Take it easy.
Are you done with the reviews?
We're done with the reviews.
Jeez, I just wanted to comment on that.
Hold on. When you're 1-3, you get agitated.
Take it easy with the
snipers in this quarter.
Stop agitating me. We're trying to be on podcast here.
Can you imagine that? Three fucking touchdowns from a.
You know, when I get agitated, it's just.
Wide receiver that's playing running back.
He was on his bench.
What? Was he on the bench?
Patterson.
Holy shit.
Yeah, he was on his bench. He's not going to be this week.
So I wanted to give you an update.
I hope he gets hurt.
Right. I want to give you an update on since we are on Spotify now, against my better judgment.
Yeah.
And as Tom pointed out, it's probably not a good idea. And this is not my idea to begin with, but I want to point out that we are up to 75 people.
Get the fuck out.
Almost 100.
One person from Germany is listening to us.
I must be somebody related to Vince.
In no, actually, it's in a town called Heese.
That's somebody
Heese.
From
Heese.
That sounds like a homo
it's
friend.
Like Greece.
So okay, geographic locations in the states. We have 61% of the podcast listening is coming from Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
20% is Texas. Well, we know who that is. It's got to be
Scotty.
Mr.
Scotty Cuomo.
Oh. And we got 10% in not 10% in Jersey. I can't figure out who isn't listening. And it's like five.
They're still changing rules.
Yeah. It's five different towns in Lakewood, Trenton, Cherry Hill, Deptford. I mean, maybe someone's listening. Maybe someone's traveling
all
there.
Over, yeah.
Yeah. When I'm driving, I have it on. Just a
are you delivering tilapia in Jersey?
All over, baby.
Hmm.
Who knows
tilapia? I hardly even know her. Oh.
That's what Urban Meyer was doing.
Anyway, we got we got some Nevada, 5%. We know who that's coming from. We got California.
That's crazy.
Scott Keir, maybe Scott Keir from.
We got Washington. Washington State is listening.
Well,
and
these people can't listen next week because.
They probably just turned it on by mistake and like, holy hell, this is so bad.
I thought this was Big Cox from.
whoa, take it easy. We're on. This is exactly. I'm in the middle of explaining podcast statistics, and he says this.
There we go. I told
the
you.
The big BCC.
I can't believe this.
I told you he had a.
This is why we had to take it down.
I told you he had a statistician. He's spitting out statistics left and
right. I can't believe this.
All right, I apologize.
That's BBC.
And we got one for Tennessee. Maybe it's my daughter. I don't know. I hope.
Yeah. No. Jeez, I hope not.
I hope not. I hope not as well. I hope not as well. Jeez.
That was great, Troy. I was curious about
that.
Oh,
my God.
We're going to make money. Lion's Head owes us. They need to start paying us.
We want to thank our sponsors, Lion's Head. Hold on. There's another one. I'm drinking the Pilsner tonight, Deluxe.
Deluxe.
Oh.
It's not my favorite, but I'm drinking it nonetheless. And
favorite?
It's not my favorite. I like the Lion's Head Light. This Pilsner is a little heavy for me, but I'm doing all right tonight.
If you chug it down, you'll be fine.
No, I can't chug this. I want to point out that I will be attending the Packers Redskins game in Lambeau Field a week from today.
Really?
All right.
Oh, no, not a week from today, but
you're getting
week,
there. Week
I think
today.
I guess it's it would be considered week 16. Which
oh my
I think
God!
The 20
that's like 20 10 weeks from today.
No. I'm sorry. Week 6. It's October 24th. Not this
let's
Sunday.
Let's just scratch this.
So
get back to us on that date, Troy.
So I just want to announce that I'm going to be at Lambeau Field. It's my birthday.
Nice.
My birthday is actually today is Joel Nyheiser's birthday. I want to announce that.
It is.
Joel, hope you got that gift.
And happy birthday, Joel.
Yeah.
What's
happy
that?
Birthday.
And my birthday is next weekend.
My birthday is in March, so if anybody wants to get me something now, because, you know, I won't see
it's not
you.
St. Patrick's Day, is it?
It's a day after.
Oh, wow, my daughter's is the
16th. 16th,
18th. So you're a Pisces, a little
I
bit.
I am.
Oh,
I'm
my
very
God.
Emotional
makes
and
sense now.
And a dreamer. What the hell does that mean?
Yeah, dreamer
what
you
the
are.
What does that mean? It makes sense now.
A
what
dreamer.
Oh, man.
That's
I
great.
Use my
all
imagination.
Right.
What do you, Mike?
I'm a
Capricorn.
Sagittarius.
Oof.
Oh.
That's in November. Remember we had his cookie
that's
puss?
That's December.
Well, November and say, December.
Yeah.
And November and December.
Yeah, you remember the cookie puss last year? It's his birthday.
Yeah.
Are you going to get him one this year again, Jerry?
No.
No.
You know what? Get me one. Just forget the cookie.
I'll have to go.
What did he call it last? What did he call it last year?
Cookie puss.
Well, that's what I meant. Get me a fuss.
Cook.
Well, before we go into
have to go to the special store for that.
Before we go into this week's previews, Jerry, I was curious to see. You watched the game last night. Obviously, I'm going to just sidetrack this and take it into baseball for 5 seconds. Watching the Cardinals and the Dodgers last night, really. I mean, I've been obviously rooting for the Phillies all year, but I'm telling you, Phillies had no business even being there. Who do you like coming out of this?
The series?
No, who do? What do you think your World Series matchup is going to be?
I would say I'm hoping the White Sox would make it now, but I mean, you got to go with the Dodgers, man.
All right, I'm going to root against the White Sox and Dodgers.
That's you cocksucker.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Pretty sure the
I don't
Phillies
know, man.
On,
you know
yeah.
what? I like to see the Giants, though. Nobody talked about.
Yeah,
the
Giants. I'm thinking
had, like the best record.
I'm thinking Tampa.
League.
I'm thinking Tampa Bay and the Giants.
Tampa Bay. Right. They're doing it with
since,
smoke and mirrors.
Since
man.
You
that
guys.
Take
and by the way, Jerry and I won the.
Yes, you did.
No.
Since you brought up the
make
baseball.
Check out to Troy Keenan.
Keenan, yes.
Is it? I
that's
made
right.
It to
Keenan, yeah.
That was part of the reason I did not draft running back.
What's that?
Because I drafted all these great pitchers, and every effing one
shit.
Of them
so
got hurt. Got hurt.
Matt?
You're trying to blend in between baseball and football here somehow.
He's
yeah.
using his strategy.
Yeah.
Wow. Like he suffered in baseball, so he went the opposite way in football.
Interesting.
You know, that's that reverse psychology thing.
Yeah, there we go again.
I'm just telling you. Yeah. I'm going to bring up whenever a running back gets hurt. We're just going to see how many
well,
that.
There's well, there's a bunch of them already. Buddy.
Let's move into it, Mike. Let's go into your week five.
Woo-hoo.
And we'll go down the line here.
All right.
Mike.
Go down the line.
Let's head down the line.
Jared, do you need a pen that writes?
I got a pencil.
All right, a pencil. That's good.
He does. He has a pencil.
Yeah.
Where the hell did you find
he's
that?
He's going to erase that.
What do you mean? I got a pencil.
Is that from grade school?
I got pencils.
Pencil.
I'm old school, Jerry.
We're not talking about in your pants.
I'm old school.
That's a thing.
Where are we going first, Mike?
I have
Jesus.
Imus against DFW first, because that's first on my phone.
Imus DFW.
Yeah.
What did you say?
Huh?
Come on.
I said.
Let's skip that. Let's go. Imus
let's go.
I mean,
this is
let's go, said Tom Brady. Let's go.
I told you. That's
this is
that's
a,
bullshit.
This is a big matchup here. We got 1-3 against 0-4.
This is a must win
this
for
like,
DFW.
Yeah.
This is a
must,
a must
win.
Win.
They got to pull it out. They got to pull everything
I hope it
out.
Ends in
they
a
got
tie.
McCaffrey in
I'd
there.
I'd like to see a tie.
I would not. I'd like to see a win from Imus.
CBS has you up favored heavily, Mike.
What the hell?
Yeah, well,
15-point favorite.
They don't really know anything.
No, I said that before.
Yeah.
You have always stood by that, Jerry.
I know.
But I do like my wide receivers better than his. I like Adams and Lockett, and I like my defense
well, I hope so.
Of New England against
he has a wide receiver that's not playing,
he has
and another
Sutton
one that's
and
caught
Anderson.
Like two passes.
So
who's not playing?
Julio Jones.
He's not?
Yeah, no,
yeah,
he's not going to play.
What?
Yep.
Damn it. I got to get on board here.
Yeah.
I'm all over my team.
You're probably going to put Josh Gordon
so
in.
You would hope. Yeah. He was in earlier. That's weird. He was in. I looked at his roster earlier. He was in. Maybe he's trying to play
mind
games.
Mike.
Mike.
He's
trying to get in Mike's head.
You can't
he probably just heard that comment. About
he's trying to
head.
Share some space with that mouse. running that
grease the squeaky wheel.
Go ahead, Mike.
Are you guys done? Are you guys
yeah,
done
we're done.
There?
Sorry,
yeah.
buddy.
So you
I'm gonna pick me.
Oh,
that's
well,
right.
There.
For once, he goes
you gotta do
himself.
Reverse psychology and pick
Jerry.
Myself.
Who do you like on this one?
Well, come on now.
Well, oh, what do you mean by that?
You gotta go with Imus. I mean.
No.
You know, Mayor Cuomo's team is just.
I am thinking.
Mayor
I am
Cuomo.
Thinking about taking out Lockett and putting in.
Yeah. That's tonight's. Ooh,
Detroit.
You better make that decision soon.
Chanel.
No.
Who you going to put in?
Marvin Jones.
Well, that's not a bad call there,
you
actually.
Either of them, they're going
against
each against other.
Tennessee.
Yeah.
I know. So I have to decide that yet. I.
Well, you got one less roster spot to play with.
I'm not worried about roster spots, Troy.
Oh, it's weird how when you look at this, look at the teams, yeah. you have this one empty space.
I got three awesome wide receivers when they're healthy. So,
if they play, yes.
And then
I got
Marvin
know,
Jones as my fourth with Chenault, so I'm okay. And I got Kelsey, I got Lamar Jackson. My team just hasn't gelled yet.
Yeah.
When it comes together.
Okay. Gelling week like 16.
Yeah.
The
I don't know, man. I think McCaffrey's back in. I think he's going against. He's gonna over under. This is the week that
gonna
the
put him
DFW
back in,
gets,
and he's,
I'm going with the DFW.
And he's gonna freaking be out by fucking halftime because he fucking hurt it.
I'm
again.
Doing DFW.
He'll be doing the skip and jump like he did the last time when he went out. Yeah, I'm going with
next.
Darnus.
Next one, Mike.
I have B team against the Mighty Heroes. B team 3-1.
Wow, that's a good
Mighty Heroes.
B team's a good. This is a great game.
This is a very good game.
Yep. This could be the game of the week right here.
I like
B team's favored 3 points.
I like the Heroes wide receivers Hill and Diggs a lot more than Samuel and McLaurin just with the matchup. So that's why I'm gonna go with the Heroes in this one.
Okay, Heroes.
Yeah, going with the Heroes. I should pull these up on my phone so I can see the rest of it rather than what I wrote down hours ago.
It's funny, he has Daryl Henderson in now.
Oh, my God, tonight. He's incredible. Why would you not?
I guess so. I don't know.
They said that he's like a real bell cow because he gets like 88% of the snaps when he's in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's just he doesn't stay healthy, which is probably, you know, when you give somebody fucking 88% of the fucking play, then that's what happens.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jerry, where are you going with this one?
I don't know.
They got Prescott and Mahomes at 28 even. Even. It comes down to quarterbacks here, I think. And it's two, like, I mean, it's Mahomes, and this is a crazy game.
Well, you know, Buffalo had 2 shutouts this year. So I kind of think that maybe Mahomes, Buffalo shut out 2 people. That's why he won 2 times, the Midnight Sniper.
Well, that convinced me. I'm going with the Heroes. That just convinced me. That's my copious notes right there. I'm going Heroes.
There you go. That a boy.
Yeah. You got to. I'm going to go Heroes as well.
Jerry's going Heroes too.
Oh.
You know, I'm sure Hardy's out there saying, you know, no respect.
No.
After scoring 190 points, 2 out of 3 of us take them.
Well,
where are we going next?
My phone's. I have Brothers Grimm and bailing out.
4-0 bailing out against Brothers Grimm,
defending
champion.
Champion.
Oh, my God. They are favored by. Whoa. CBS has Ed scoring 121 points.
Yeah,
that is
the
highest projected score I've ever seen on CBS
points.
Ever.
Brady against Miami.
I've never
34.
Seen it higher than that.
Holy hell.
Well,
I've never seen it higher than that.
That's a big one.
Wow.
That's
CBS usually
one.
Predicts much lower than what it is, right?
Yeah.
I've never seen it that high.
The Grimm.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
What?
Jerry's
why would you do that?
Grimm.
What
Jacobs
you thinking?
Jacobs is hurt.
Yeah.
Brown, Malcolm Brown, he's like on
Marquise
and off.
Brown.
Whatever his name is.
Kittle's
hurt.
Kittle's hurt, too.
Kittle's
pretty
hurt.
Banged up.
Ben Roethlisberger can't throw the football. They're playing the Steelers' defense. Why?
They got Brady.
Understand.
Well,
they
listen,
got Brady at 35 points.
The Steelers'
points.
Defense. If,
I don't
if,
see Brady scoring that much.
If
I don't
Drew
see,
Locke is in there.
Man, I think they're going to run the ball. What I think Denver's going to do is just try to ram it down.
That could be.
Yeah.
That's a good point. I'm going to go with bailing out.
I'm
going bailing out.
All right. Bailing out.
I like Henry against Jacksonville. That's good for what, 40? 45?
I don't know, man. I guess I think it comes down to Stafford tonight.
That's true. That's true.
And they're saying over under 53 points.
That ain't going to happen.
You don't think?
Seattle's defense.
I think it's all respect to Ed. I just think that I think that injuries are catching up to him a little bit, and I'm going with the Brothers Grimm.
There you go.
All right. I just think that
one of us is 15-3 the last 3 weeks.
I know. I don't know. I think I love Corey Davis. I mean, I really love. I wish. I mean, I think that Jets team, believe it or not, is still pretty good. I don't know. And that kid that kid from the Jets showed some life last week.
Wilson.
Yeah.
Maybe Davis is a damn good receiver, man. I think he might get a long one here.
Corey Davis?
Against Atlanta, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Against Atlanta. I mean,
in London, you know, the game's in London.
Oh, yeah, it says 9:30 a.m.
Tally-ho.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I thought they would get rid of those games. I'm not a big fan of those.
No.
Neither is anybody else.
Usually they suck.
That's going to... Oh, God.
Why would you put the Jets and the Falcons?
Yeah, I know.
In a fucking game in, you know, in
because
another country.
You don't want to put a good game over there.
Why not? Then the team... Good game, get the fans involved.
You where you want to go next, Mike?
I got Bada Bang P4, both 2-2.
2-2.
Oh, my ass is
smoking
sore.
Mirrors,
you need to get,
though.
Like, cushions for these chairs,
for
toys.
Both.
Oh, I'm sorry.
For both of these teams, it's smoking mirrors.
Oh, for both? I think Joel's
think
a pretty solid.
Smoking mirrors. Wow, he's starting Derek Carr against Chicago.
Joel is a massive favorite here.
What?
He's a massive favorite.
He's sitting at Herbert against
Right
Cleveland.
Now, CBS only has Pinnacle 4 at 91 points.
Yeah. How about that?
I think it's pretty accurate. I don't know. And that's with Ridley at
zero.
Yeah,
but they have the Bada Bang with Miles Sanders, who sucks.
They got him getting a 10 points. I don't get that.
He's got, what, 32
I don't understand.
Yards the last couple of weeks?
They could
carries.
If Kupp comes out of the gate tonight strong, with maybe a touchdown or two, this could be over quick.
And Ridley not playing.
Yeah, I'm going Bang.
Yeah, I'm going Bang. I don't want to. Troy, I do want to say next week, I'm assuming, Jerry, you'll have a good chance you'll make it here unless you lose and cry like a little bitch. But otherwise, you'll
next
be here, right?
Next week? Thursday?
Whoa.
Next week? Yeah, next Thursday.
I'll fucking be here.
All right, listen.
I'll be jumping up and down after I fucking kick somebody else.
All right, listen. This is what I'd like to do.
If you lose the DFW, then
I'm
you
gonna
suck
be here.
Hairy balls. I
well,
just
that's
gotta
fine.
Tell
oh,
you.
Oh, man.
I prefer shaved balls, but if they want them hairy,
that's why I said
hairy. That's fine.
Spotify. Remember that, please.
Yeah, I would like to go over for the next 3 weeks a division and actually look into the teams and see what we think about
each
team.
You mean in depth?
In depth look at each division.
We can do that.
So I think next week let's start with.
Are you saying like a quarter of the way play like a scoring card play a quarter of the way through the season?
Just each division to really look at it.
Holy
shit! And you know,
look at that.
You get people to listen to this when you say they have old running backs or they need to trade a quarterback because they don't have any. That's what gets people juiced up.
I don't think we need listenership.
I'd like to just slam people.
Yeah,
why do you want to throw your ethics out the window and try to make something up that you don't?
Well, I'm not making it up.
He just wants to get more involved. It's like trying to make this
just
into
be yourself,
a professional
Mike.
Show.
You
don't
have
to. Don't do that.
No
well,
one's,
I'm
don't do
saying
that. No one's
this.
Asking you. For, I'm not. We're no one's looking for a show monkey here.
I'm saying.
Wee.
The hell was that? I'm saying this so. So Mr. Show Prep will actually look at something before we show the hell up here.
Who are you talking
shit.
To?
Show Prep.
Me?
Yeah, you.
That's your name now, Show
wow.
Prep.
So listen, we're gonna do
Mikey
the
No one's ever questioned my integrity.
The
I mean,
champion, everybody's prep. Questioned your integrity.
What? Hold on, what? Everybody?
We're going to do...
We talk to your neighbors, Troy.
The champions division
oh,
next
that's
week.
Not good.
The champion... They have
oh, okay.
They have a lot
Uncle,
to say
I'm
about,
here.
About your flower bed out there.
Oh, didn't we have an agreement?
I just said they like your flowers. That's What's it. The matter here?
Do you believe this shit?
Put a little hot sauce in to get those flowers.
Both
chicken.
Of you. Both Ooh. Of you. Both. All right. Let's move on
champions,
to
champions
pepper
division.
With bologna.
Did you guys
bullshit,
pick?
Man.
Did you guys pick?
No,
did
yeah,
you
we,
pick?
No, I didn't.
See?
Jerry, where are you at with the? You want the? You want the Bing or you want the P4?
Big P4, man. They got some guys not banged up. I mean, Edmonds might not be playing. And who else did you say? Elliott's banged up. He didn't practice at all. Ridley's out. God,
yeah.
You got to go with Bing.
Yeah, I got to go with Bing.
Yep. Yep. Sorry, Steve.
Bing across the board.
Oh, we got a good matchup here. We got the Grim Reaper 1-3 and the Bulldogs 2.
This
and two.
Is a good game. And I mean, not tooting my own horn. I mean, we're
no.
Grim's Reaper are favored by 3 points. It's a well evenly matched game, I think. I think the Reaper are much better than the record for sure.
Yeah,
actually,
well,
I think
Allen,
they're better. I
Allen
think they're a better team than me. I mean, I really mean.
Allen has underperformed. You might need a coaster again for your beverage.
Jesus,
I'm worried about your table.
It's all right. And Barkley has underperformed, but now he's starting to show. I mean, and this team is starting to reap. I mean, Tom's got a pretty. And then Robinson. Holy cow. Robinson is just a player,
Hopkins.
Man. Yeah. I mean, when you look at Robinson, or I mean, you look at the Reapers lineup. I don't see how they lost three games.
What do you think Josh Allen against Kansas City? What do you think that score is going to be?
I don't know, man. But whenever you think it's going to be a shootout, sometimes those games.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Sunday night. Yeah, that's true.
Oh, they're going to score tons. You know?
Especially Sunday night games. Nothing. They're the most bad. They're the worst games.
Tannehill.
I mean, except
for that. At Baltimore, Kansas City.
Yeah.
Game is good.
Tannehill at Jacksonville. That's,
I don't
that's
know if
nice.
I'm playing Tannehill
that's,
yet.
Well,
I might play Darnold.
You better take. Oh yeah.
And what killed? You know, does anybody want Robert Woods? I don't like this guy at all.
Yeah, I might.
That's a good. That's before you make a trade. You want to make sure how much you hate the person that's on your team.
I don't like him at
that's
all.
That's usually a good strategy to
I
get the
actually
most
don't
for
like
that
him.
What are you
I
looking
I
for? I'm gonna do this right now. What do
you want
to
do it right now?
I already made one.
You
today.
Like Robert Woods?
Huh?
You made
like
a trade today?
I did.
With who?
But the commissioner didn't approve it yet. I'm working on another one as well.
I didn't approve
with
it?
With who?
With the homos.
Why didn't you tell me?
The Mighty Heroes?
Yeah.
What is it?
I gave him the...
I can approve it right now. Let me do
no
it right
biggie. I gave him Michelle for... who the fuck's a running back for Green Bay?
Dylan?
Backup. Dylan.
Dylan.
Yeah.
Oh, I would have liked to have had Dylan.
That's a good trade.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Oh, here. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Let me approve. Look at this. I got a little notification here, Jerry.
Yeah, I just saw it.
Commissioner review.
My God.
You just did this trade while we were talking on the podcast.
Oh, I've sent it through. They were asking me a couple days
Sony
ago.
Sony Michelle for... oh, you're going to the Heroes.
Yeah. I said I know how Morgani likes to bamboozle people.
That actually
trades.
Is a really good trade.
So I went back, and it's like, I don't know if he broke a hip or he's dead. I said, I got to make sure this Collins...
Who got Michelle?
They did, because they have Henderson.
I just approved that Jerry's on your team now.
No, he fumbled. They haven't played
fumbled
him the whole fucking
game.
No,
Henderson
said you're done.
Yeah, they gave
you're
Henderson
done.
All those carries
yeah.
when he's hurt.
That's
he,
good.
He might be in a doghouse.
You know what? That sounds similar to a different trade that
no,
was made
it's like
earlier.
AJ Brown trade.
Yeah.
Except neither of them are hurt.
Nope.
All right, who you guys going with? Dogs, Reaper.
Are you kidding me? It's not even going to be close. Reaper's going to fucking open up a can of whoop ass on the Dogs.
Wow.
Holy shit.
Wow.
Troy,
wow.
Have I picked you yet this year?
Go ahead. Keep. I only scored 180 points last week. So
you did.
Said.
Absolutely. That's only 100.
I'm going with the Dogs.
It's only 100 more than I scored.
Don't forget you have Woods in your lineup tonight there, bro.
I know. I might take him out.
You got Golladay in there.
I had Carter. Kenny in earlier.
Carter against Atlanta for flex. Yeah, you got some.
I thought about that
else.
As well.
Yeah.
I really want to get Cooper's
don't
hurt.
Take him out. Fucking Woods has scored two
I
touchdowns.
I know.
Tonight.
That's why.
Yeah.
And same
did.
Way with Cooper.
He complained.
Too.
Woods complained. And and what's his face? Who's the coach?
Sean something.
McVay. McVay said.
Sean McVay.
Yeah, we need to get him more involved.
Yeah, he's another isn't he a disciple?
The last
of Peyton?
Time, yeah, but the last time he said that, it was about DeSean Jackson, and he had two touchdowns. Mm. So, I have a good feeling that Woods. I still think you're going to lose, but I would keep Woods in. All right, that leaves us.
I'll go with
no,
the
Jerry's.
I'll go with the Reapers too. Sorry, bro.
I didn't know it mattered what Jerry said.
Yeah, never does. Right. Doesn't matter.
All right, last game.
Useless.
Last game of
Snipers
the week.
Snipers and the big TDs. Wow.
Another
close.
Big.
That's it says 97.
This one they're calling even. They're calling this one even.
Even I think it's probably the lowest they projected scores for both teams.
Yeah,
I'm pretty
it
sure
is.
That looks like.
Well, DFW was 91, but.
Well, I'd you know.
Carson.
They're, either way you call it, they're saying it's a closely matched game here.
Chris Carson is out tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, they are.
Yep, he's gone.
Oh, good.
That helps Mike.
Damn, I don't even know if I want to start Metcalf.
Helps me
tonight.
With my shitty sure. running backs.
Does. Well, you have one you can put in there tonight.
I got one.
Against the defense, it's good.
So, Jerry, you're 3-1 on top of the division.
Yeah.
Are you worried about this game?
Sweet. Yeah, I am. But I got to, you know, cock block Midnight Snipers by taking
Hey, we're
P-Rom.
On Spotify here.
Oh my
what the hell does that mean? Is that Spotify like Disney Channel
yes,
shit or what?
Yes,
well,
yes.
Fuck it.
Whoa! Whoa!
I think you have a really good team, Jerry. It's
young, you know.
Very young, and I love Antonio Gibson, man.
I know.
He's only going to get.
I hate J.D. McKissick, who now is apparently a 5'7 goal line fucking back.
Hey, yeah, but Gibson's
only. As far as I know, Gibson only has
the football
team's
only
going to
get better as the year goes on. That's a sleepy team there.
And you know, at Memphis, he didn't even win the starting running back job. Gainwell
did. It was him and somebody else.
Gainwell,
yeah.
Who's now?
Well, he was their wide receiver.
Yeah, they moved him because
Gainwell was too good. I think you got a really
good
team, and not many people know it because it's so much youth there. I mean, when I played you earlier in the year, I'm like, who the hell are these guys? And boy, you really
they really overproduced so far. He's gonna come back.
Well, no, you don't know that. You don't, Mike. It's only been four. You don't know that. Maybe these people are for real. I mean, he was that good undrafted.
Jamar Chase.
Give him some credit, for God's sake. He's
3-1.
He's 3-1. Give him some credit.
Pitts hasn't done shit. Williams hasn't done shit.
He's put together quite a team here of youth.
Yeah.
And
Jamar Chase went way over his head.
The disrespect you're getting here, Jerry.
From a guy that's
Harris has scored.
Fucking balls on this prick, right?
Balls on this prick.
Oh! Just for his birthday, you had to throw that out there.
Joel.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just, wait till we get to our division when we really look at it. That won't be next week.
Yeah, let's go in depth. But anyhow, I'm going to pick, I'm picking myself, damn it.
All right.
I'm going.
Good for you, Jerry.
Big TDs.
I'm picking the snipers.
Cincinnati.
Picking the snipers.
Mixon
because
you're taking
play,
the snipers.
Cook won't play.
I like Cook. Cook at home against Detroit.
Oh wait,
you know
Cook,
I love Michael Williams though. I
Michael.
Mean,
he didn't do shit the last.
Yeah,
game
but he's still.
Raiders.
I don't know.
He was pouting like a baby. When,
like a what?
Like a fucking baby. You see when Bobby Hebert's kid overthrew the pass to him.
All right, Jerry, let me ask
night.
You this. Are you going to put Russell
Burrow
in or not?
He's not putting Russell
in. Are you putting Fields in?
He ain't putting Fields in either.
Fields? It's going to be between Fields and Hurts.
He's not doing that. He's keeping Hurts.
I don't know.
Who's Russell Fields?
Because that's what I want to know.
Carolina.
Chase is playing the Packers. I don't know, man. Are you keeping Metcalf in?
He's only getting Ramsey.
I was going to put Mooney in. Man, playing the Raiders, man. That's I'm still
Mooney.
Up in the air.
Well, if you keep
that Mooney field, sounds like a
big. If you keep Metcalf in, I'm
goose
going.
Goose egg, baby.
I won't start.
I'm going with the big TDs.
Yeah.
I'm going with the snipers.
Woohoo. Ugh. Maybe I have to stick Dalton Schultz in there now because Pitts is going to get frickin'
Schultz. We have ways.
I know nothing.
Show me your papers.
I see nothing.
I hear nothing.
One last
Colonel
Lions
Clink.
One last Lions head for the road.
That was a flat one. I didn't hear the
Yeah, speaking of Joel in the Sopranos, did you guys see
a new one?
The new one was released.
I heard it sucks.
I heard
it was okay.
Good.
It didn't tell
like the stories and the background that you
Joel needs.
To hear.
I watched. It was called The Many Saints of Newark.
Yeah.
And it was. It wasn't what I expected. I mean, it was interesting to see. It's hard for to follow the Sopranos with anything. It was well done.
They said they didn't like bring up.
I've been watching Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
It's really
good. That's
good. I like that.
Never heard of it.
Started watching that.
Never heard of it. What the hell's Ted Lasso?
That's
it's
fucking
on Apple
awesome.
TV. It's great.
Fuck. Yeah,
it's
Apple.
Apple TV.
No. It's worth $5. You got fucking 20 hours of entertainment there.
Yeah,
I'm on season
shit.
2,
yeah.
Episode 9. I think I'm almost done.
It's almost
the Lion's
one,
Head.
I want to
thank our sponsors once again for this.
The
Lion's Head. Take it easy.
Whoa.
You get a stick
trying to thank our sponsors here, Mike.
No, I don't want to hear it. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, that's funny. I like, who's the dude? Who's the dude, the fucking guy that's all hairy? And
the guy swears constantly. I love it. He won an Emmy for that.
Yeah, he's funny, dude. He's one
guys
of the writers, I think, of the show.
Oh, that's good. It's good.
Did you guys hear about Tony Bennett?
Yeah. Oh, he's on his way out.
With his Alzheimer's, huh?
Yeah, he had to cancel a whole bunch of concerts. He's just losing it. I know he had 60 Minutes. He was on 60 Minutes. I didn't see the show.
You know, I heard.
Do-ba-do-ba-do-ba-do.
No, he's not a scat, but
he scats sometimes.
Well, he could scat every once in a while.
Yeah.
Not like you.
No,
but
not like me or Mel.
But I heard. But he, It's weird how the mind works with the Alzheimer's.
Or how it doesn't work.
Apparently, it's weird. Like, he can see, like...
He's repeating himself.
What? someone can walk up to him. Like, Lady Gaga walks up to him. Doesn't know her. He starts singing, and then he knows her.
Just like memory recognition.
It's well,
trigger.
According to some people or some scientists or medical, they say that the
brain
two different divisions of your brain, the musical and the memory, are two different. So as long as he keeps singing,
the musical side to his.
No, he doesn't. Yeah, well, he got. He thinks he's what is Mike's talents here?
Huh? What are my talents?
He's a copious note taker.
I don't have many talents. I'm a good driver. I haven't had an accident in.
I told you.
You're a horrible driver.
5 years.
You are a horrible driver.
I told you his brain.
That's not true. That's not true.
I'm completely. Scared every time.
I'm trying to make light of the subject because Mike, you know, has admitted to us here nationally on the radio that he has Alzheimer's. So I'm trying to make light of it.
I didn't say that. I said he might have a disease.
Yeah.
That was last year. He forgot that.
So the disease is gone. Yeah.
We might have a disease.
Is this on? Hello?
Hello? Yes, it's on.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, poor Tony Bennett Moore. God bless you, man.
I didn't hear anything about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird how like he starts.
Well,
he's
90-something years old.
But
right?
I think it's amazing that when he starts, he sits there like a vegetable. Probably he's 95 years old.
What kind of vegetable? Like a
turnip? Everybody at 95 looks pretty bad, obviously. But when it's amazing that if he starts singing, that triggers him.
Yeah.
That's a different part of the brain that he. It just blows my mind.
It's his favorite part. And he's singer. He's a singer, man. That's all he grew up
95
with
years old. God, I mean, none of us are going to see that. That's for
sure. Hey, F you.
Are you kidding me? My father was 64.
I'm old and decrepit in a wheelchair, you know, and somebody's wiping
we'll
my
take
ass
care of you.
And bathing me
we
and
will,
hot nurse. I'm good.
I promise you this year.
I'd
wheel your ass in on the draft day. I'll give you some.
I'd like to go to an old folks home. I think it'd be fun.
How
be
pathetic
like
is going to be?
Yeah.
I have some good news too. That look, turns out,
get going.
You know,
okay,
turns
baby.
Out we talked about it over the you know last couple of years
college.
About what's going to happen to us as we get older with our teams. And I have some good news on that front. Turns out my nephew may have interest in taking over the Bulldogs eventually.
Holy shit!
So that's good news. I mean, when I approached him,
how
years
old's your nephew?
He just turned 16. Tracy's son.
Okay.
So are you gonna pay him?
Hell
you
no.
You have to pay him to take over. Your
Tracy's
team.
Been telling him that about you know that we've been you know doing this forever with all of the people she knows. And
what's his name?
Nate.
Nate. Like
Nate Stewart. Yeah.
Nate, I hope you're not listening to this podcast.
Yeah. Nate.
We apologize.
So
do you live
family.
In Germany, Nate?
Nate lives. The good news is
Guatemala.
That you may hear this name again, but we all have to worry about our. Legacy,
faculties.
Where our teams go from here, and as we get older, so I might bring Nate in next year.
You know, hook him up with Caitlin.
Ed was the
cousin or sister Ed. Or whatever. And then who's the other dude?
Ed's
brother. Who's Ed's son?
What's Jerry's out of control.
Nolan.
Nolan and Nathan. Nolan and Nathan.
Oh,
that's
like
what
good.
I'm saying. Ed has been the smart one in the group and trying to. Make sure, like you said, keep it in the bloodline. You were hoping that.
Right.
Jerry, what do you have for the plans of the Big Titties down the road?
Get my grandson.
You have your grandson ready?
He's into football, man. He fucking loves football, dude.
Mike's got plenty of
alternatives
here.
He can't do it. He's going to be too young. He's going to be like 10.
In 10 years, it'd be 18.
Yeah. 2 years.
Ten. So what do you think
we're
I'm going to be brain dead in 2 years? What the hell's going on here?
No, of course not.
Brain dead? You should be so lucky.
Ouch.
What's going on? What are you looking at over there?
I'm just looking at
your copious notes
yeah,
you're trying
copious
to figure
notes.
Out. Figure out.
No,
did
no.
Did you cover everything? How about
I think we did.
How about a memory?
Well, I don't know. See, the thing is about memories,
we don't have
man.
Memories.
That's why we're off Spotify.
Both
that's
of
why I think we got to stay away from memories is what I'm is the
memories,
key to Spotify.
Stay away from the memories.
Sweet memories.
Sweet memories.
Yes.
Isn't that a
I don't
song?
Know. Let's talk about
memories.
One of the things
sweet
that
memories?
I always.
No, that was Memories by Barbara Streisand. It's Memories.
I don't think it's Memories.
I want to say this. I
memories.
I got to say one thing.
Hanging low beneath my knees.
I got to say that I actually, am enjoying the new Monday Night Crew.
With Greasy and...
Yeah, I actually don't have a problem with them. They're actually really good.
Did you listen to the...
I'm glad I can like at least point you guys in the right
direction. Eli and Peyton thing.
Yeah.
What happened there?
Funny.
With the two, what did he do with the
he
two?
He gave the finger, didn't he?
To the Eagles fans, right?
I don't know. I know. Yeah, I just saw a picture going like that.
I tried to watch it, and there's like no crowd noise.
All right,
real quick.
I want a yes or no question. Yes or no answer.
I'm ready.
You guys both, from both of you, with no discussion.
Oh, boy.
Yes or no. Okay. Eli Manning, Hall of Fame.
No.
Yes, because they're going to run out of players. They're going to put them in because they're going to be fucking anybody to put in. They're going to run out of players soon.
See, I'm glad you brought this up. How can you say that?
Glad you brought it up.
Because I don't believe in this Hall of Fame.
You brought it up.
I'm glad you would disagree with me.
You won two Super Bowls.
We're running out of good players to put in the Hall of Fame? That's ridiculous. How? They had
class was pretty good, the last one. I forget.
I'm saying that it's watered down. Are you kidding me? The people they're putting in now don't even belong in there.
That's what I'm saying. They're running out of players, so yeah, they're going to put him in.
They might
not belong. Yeah. It's like, holy shit.
See, I like the baseball version where,
they're fucking have nobody left.
Well, I don't care. I mean, but they stick to their guns.
It helps when you talk into
baseball
the mic,
sticks to their guns. How many years like baseball will say, you know what, we got one guy going in, or we have nobody going in. Or we got two guys going. And I liked how they stick to it. Yep. The NFL keeps pushing down this watered down version of who, like, I don't know, Edgerton James. I don't think he was a Hall of Famer.
But they don't like that's what
but
I'm
saying. But he got into the Hall of Fame.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Mike Scrimmage saying no.
I had no idea he went into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, last year.
No, he didn't go in. Did he?
Are you kidding me?
Was it him?
Yes, it was Edgerton James went into the Hall of Fame last year.
Or was
year.
It the other guy? I don't thought it was somebody else.
For Indy? Yeah.
No, because I remember seeing his bust. His bust had the dreadlocks on it. And it was ridiculous.
It might have been him.
Yes.
Because I think I kind
of
said,
you telling
hell?
Me both, you got, you give me all kinds of shit. And now you're saying that you didn't know who Edgerton James went into the Hall of Fame.
No.
I think you might be right.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I don't get.
Well,
and then
Manning,
how?
Definitely, if Edgerton James.
It's the disease,
Manning.
Troy. I can't help it.
Yeah.
I can't help it.
Well, I think it was the first.
I am not an animal.
I'm a human being.
I'm a human being.
I think it was the first. I think it was the first bust that actually had dreadlocks. So.
Can you pull them? You get like yank on them.
Tony. I guess it was Tony. What's his name?
Tony Dungy.
Mandarin.
Yeah, Tony. Tony, not
Tony Mandarin.
Dungeon,
that's
yeah.
fucking Packer. That dude sucked. There you
Michigan
one of your Packers
State. Yeah, but yeah, I mean, when I look at how watered down it's getting, and it's sad.
That answers your question, dude. The guy won two Super Bowls, so he's definitely gonna go in the Hall.
Yeah, he almost has to.
Yeah.
Because I mean, you put Edgerton James in.
Hell, he's got the same amount as his brother.
He's got one
brother
more
has
his
two.
Brother.
No, Manning had two. Denver. Oh,
Denver and Indy.
Denver, he won one and Indy. Yeah. No, Indy beat the Saints. He won. Denver, he won one too. All so right.
Yeah, I'm not
I
a big fan
I remember that
of
joke
it.
Of that he said to him about trying to live up to your brother or whatever.
And I don't care what you. I don't care what
right
Emerson. Whoever that creep. Look,
got it, yeah.
I don't care who you are, but if that creepy dude that runs the NFL Hall of Fame, who the guy that like shows up, he's like he's swallowing his tongue, he breathes so heavily, and like. If that guy shows up at my door, is knocking like as
Troy.
A surprise, I'm calling the cops.
What time are we at, buddy? What do we
9
got?
9 o'clock.
Here?
We're at 1:23. All right. Well, what
do
you want to do?
We gotta wrap this up. We gotta wrap up this puppy.
What the hell? I'm having a good time.
Yeah,
let's
me
go
too.
We're gonna do it next week.
Next Thursday.
And we're gonna talk about the Champions Division in depth. If you want to hear.
All right. Well,
I remember you asking what PPC stood for.
What? The Beast? Yeah, I know. Berks
BBC.
County. What the fuck?
No. And Mike was like, what's BBC stand for? And I told Steve something, and we fucking losing it.
Well, yeah, Mike's. All right.
Hello?
Well, all right. Maybe you're right, Mike. Maybe it is time to call it. We've been sitting around here chatting.
Yeah, we're ready.
I mean, I could chat all night with you guys.
Well, I'm going
to
stay here and watch the game with you.
Oh, my God. Oh my God,
he's sleeping overnight.
No, well, no.
Off tomorrow, right?
No, that's, you know, yeah. Vince can stay at your place as long as he wants. All right. How's that? So I guess we will, I guess we'll sign off then. I mean, if.
Let's listen to some Bert.
Well, I don't know. You guys want Bert?
Where's Tony Bennett?
You wanted to scat. I actually had some Tony Bennett
that
pulled up.
That would be good.
I left my heart in San Francisco.
San Francisco. Yeah, I thought about it.
Yeah.
I thought about it.
Well, do it. Don't think about it. Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
All right. Well,
I want you to do it. No.
You guys can talk about something else.
Get in the chopper.
Oh, it's a good one.
Get in the chopper.
What are famous Arnold blind?
I'll be back.
That's a good one.
Get in the get
spam
in the chopper.
Now.
He's
probably
like
a person from Germany calling.
No, it's probably something about my extended warranty.
Yeah.
Extended warranty on my car.
It's off.
Oh.
He was the get in the chopper.
Yeah.
That was Predator.
Oh.
Who?
Who? Who said get in the chopper? Who said get in the chopper?
Got in the chopper. Ooh, I like my voice.
What was that?
Oh, my
Lord. All right, well, I guess we are going to be signing off with Tony.
All right.
Scat, Tony. You be. What else
my name
say?
Is Troy Keener. Glad that we could all be together
1992
today.
Champion.
1992 champion.
That's going on
that's
30
right.
years, right? That'd be 30 years next year. Holy
oh, come
shit.
On, Jerry. Really, Jerry? That's a long time.
That
man.
Is a long time, dude. I might have to, like, just.
You know,
I
looked at Richard Lewis. Richard Lewis was alive 20 years ago. Now he can't even do Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Is he bad?
He's not even going to be on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
He was a little. I saw last year.
Last
he was
season,
he's a little
he was
rugged
bad.
Looking dude.
Yeah, he's not even coming back.
Yeah,
it's a shame. I love Richard Lewis on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, watch out. You're a Seinfeld fan.
I would
yeah.
like to see it, but
oh, you know, his,
I don't have that kind of money.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Just get it.
What's it? HBO.
I want to thank the sponsors, Lion's Head, for the week 4 podcast, season 31.
Yes. Don't forget the.
I also want to thank Mike Minnick, 1998. Champion.
I have a question, Troy.
Mike.
90.
Let's wrap this up,
yeah.
boys.
Is week 4.
This guy, 5 minutes ago, he's telling me to wrap the fuck up.
Fucking forgot.
It's unbelievable.
Is it week 4? Is it the week we just got done with or the one we're going into?
This is week 5 we're going
That's
into.
A good
right?
question.
That's why I don't know what it is. I don't know. We need to nail down what week it is. Is it the one that's done or
this
the one
that's
going
This is the week
4
podcast.
It?
Like, no. Yeah, it is. No.
I don't know, man.
No, this is week 5. We're in going into week 5. This
so
is
this is
five.
Now week 5 podcast?
I think we should do week 5
yeah,
podcast.
Yeah, this is week 5 before the game.
I like to think that it's the week that just happened podcast.
Well, but this is why I brought it up.
So this is the
week
let's
4
podcast.
Let's put it
podcast.
To vote.
Listen, that week is
let's
over.
Put it.
We will argue about this all year. Before we will never have to.
That week is over. This is week is oh starts on Monday, so and it's Thursday. This is week 5.
I also want to thank 2019 champion.
Hell, sorry for being
yes.
rational. No, it's not
Jerry Budwat. Were you named after Gerald Ford?
Huh?
Gerald. Were you named after Gerald R. Ford?
Gerald.
I mean, you were born around those
Gerald
time
Lewis. The famous comedian Jerry Lewis.
Jerry Lewis, you were
telethon.
Named. You were named after him.
I think I was, you know, born when the telephone was going.
Wow.
Nutty professor.
Wow. All right. Well, my name is Troy Keene. I want to thank the. I'm the commissioner of the BCL.
I was named after the mailman.
I want to thank.
Who's a famous Troy in politics? I can't even think
Jerry and Mike for being here tonight. I want to thank
Troy
our sponsors.
Paul, renamed after Troy Polamalu.
Lion's Head for once again sponsoring this week and
he's
all of our
a
whole year. And I want to also shout out to the Lion's Head. We are in desperate need of resupply. So
I don't know any famous Troys.
I want to thank everyone and wish everybody a good week on week
Troy
5.
Keenan. Troy Keenan.
And
Troy I heard
Keenan.
Of him.
He's famous.
This is Tony Bennett, and God bless you, Tony.
No, you're Troy Keenan.
Quando that's not Bennett.
Me sienta
That Lady Gaga.
Who the hell? He really changed.
It must be the disease. He thinks he's Lady Gaga instead of Tony Bennett.
I'm really glad you appreciate the moment.
Is this
Mike.
Lady Gaga?
No.
Well, it's not fucking Tony Bennett.
Tony's good, man.
Somebody's Spanish.
It's a build-up, Mike.
Because she's speaking
Spanish. It's like a fine wine. You just give us a little bit of time.
All right. I'm trying to get caught up in the moment.
Oh, but you're lovely.
Oh, so
with your
lovely.
Smile so
and your pants
and your cheeks
are down.
So soft.
What's the next line?
There is nothing for me but to love you.
Just the way you look.
Just the way you look tonight.
Qué emoción.
God bless you, Tony.
Happens to us all, Jerry.
I know it's happening to both of you guys, so that's why I feel. Bye-bye, everybody.